10:15 on a Friday night. A Metro Rail pedestrian bridge, 2 blocks from the University of Southern California, USC. Someone starts cutting people. By the time the Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, finishes its count, at least 5 people have what officers call severe lacerations. Some of the wounded run for a nearby apartment complex, and the department reaches for a phrase it does not use lightly: a mass stabbing. 2 days later, here is the entire public explanation for why it happened. One clause, relayed by investigators, describing an altercation involving numerous individuals. That is the file. That is all of it. You're listening to Civic Intelligence today. A mass stabbing 2 blocks from USC, 1/2 mile from the stadium anchoring Los Angeles's 2028 Olympics, and the civic math sitting underneath it. A city touting record-low homicides, a police force at its smallest in roughly 30 years, and a councilman, representing that very corridor, spending his final year in office on trial for 12 felonies. Start with the timeline, because it moved fast and it's still moving. At roughly 10:15 p.m. on Friday, July 10, 2026, at Adams Boulevard and Flower Street, 2 blocks from USC, someone attacked a crowd on and around a Metro Rail pedestrian bridge. Victims were left across the walkway, the street below, and a nearby apartment complex some of them fled into. USC's own campus safety officers responded alongside LAPD. Several USC students were in the area when it happened. Whether any of the victims are students remains unknown. The public count came in 2 waves, and they don't quite match, which is itself the honest state of a case this young. Overnight, NBC's Los Angeles station reported the LAPD's first tally, credited to the department. 4 people stabbed, 2 hospitalized in stable condition, 2 treated and released, 1 person in custody, and a statement that officers were not looking for any other people. By Saturday evening, ABC's Eyewitness News had the updated figures: at least 5 victims with severe lacerations, 2 suspects in custody, and the words "mass stabbing" attached for the first time. What has not moved is what the department has released about the 2 people it arrested. Nothing. No names, no ages, no charges. The only window into motive is a phrase KTLA attributed to investigators: an altercation involving numerous individuals that turned into a knife attack. 2 full days after a mass stabbing beside a major university, that one clause is still the entire public account. One more thread needs careful handling, because the sourcing on it is thin. NBC's station, citing the LAPD, reported that a fatal stabbing happened in the same corridor the previous Sunday, on or about July 5th, and that investigators do not believe the 2 attacks are connected. That's a single police to 1 outlet chain, not an independently confirmed fact, and it's worth hearing it that way. But if the department's own framing holds, this stretch of blocks produced 2 separate knife attacks, 1 fatal, 1 not, within about a week of each other. And the timing is its own kind of detail. Friday was supposed to be a showcase day for the city. A FIFA World Cup quarterfinal kicked off that noon at SoFi Stadium, the same summer the Coliseum's park hosted FIFA's own fan festival. 10 hours after that final whistle, officers were stringing police tape across a pedestrian bridge 1/2 mile from the stadium that anchors Los Angeles's 2028 Olympic Games. Here's what city and state officials can accurately say, and this show will say it plainly: homicide actually is falling, and falling hard. The LAPD's own CompStat data counts 144 homicides so far this year, through late June, down 17.2% from 2025, a year that itself closed at 230 killings, the city's lowest total since 1966. Mayor Karen Bass, Democrat of Los Angeles, has touted the city's pace toward its lowest homicide total in nearly 60 years. Governor Gavin Newsom, Democrat of California, has made the identical claim statewide, and the outlet Cal Matters has documented that same record-low trend across California. Those figures are real, and they are good news, and nobody on this show is going to pretend otherwise. They are also not the whole ledger. That same CompStat sheet counts 7,445 aggravated assaults across Los Angeles so far this year, roughly 40 a day, every day. That number is down 4.7% for the year, but it is up 1.6% over the last 4 weeks, the exact stretch that includes Friday's attack. A mass stabbing with no fatalities never touches the homicide statistic that anchors a mayoral press release. It lands in the 40-a-day column instead, where nobody is counting up from nearly 60 years of history. And the force absorbing those 40 a day is the smallest Los Angeles has fielded in roughly 3 decades. The department's own citywide profile puts it at 8,569 sworn officers as of June 27th, a floor the outlet Police One had already projected the city would reach, as it loses about 150 more officers by the middle of this year. That slide isn't new. Back in April, Los Angeles County Deputy District Attorney Jonathan Hatami noted publicly that the department had already fallen to roughly 8,677 sworn officers, the lowest staffing level in 25 years. The count has kept dropping since. Mayor Bass campaigned on growing the LAPD to 9,500 officers. She has since abandoned that goal, in language unusually plain for a politician. "My goal changed, unfortunately," she said. "I do hope that one day we get to the expansion, but we are not there now." The city council, for its part, approved $2,700,000 to fund 410 new recruits, against the very budget deficit that produced this staffing hole in the first place. Call it addition by subtraction. Hire the recruits and shrink everything else to pay for them. If the two people now in custody are eventually charged, the case lands with Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman, an independent, formerly a Republican, who unseated a progressive incumbent in 2024, promising criminals that, in his words, the fun is over, and whose office marked its first year with a release describing its own posture as restored accountability. The department that has to hold the corridor in the meantime answers to Chief Jim McDonnell, appointed by Mayor Bass, a chief managing exactly the staffing floor his own department's data documents. The elected official whose district actually covers this corner has a different courtroom on his calendar. Councilman Curran Price, Democrat, representing City Council District 9, which includes Exposition Park, and whose term ends this December, has been ordered to stand trial on 12 felony counts, 5 counts of embezzlement, 4 of conflict of interest, and 3 of perjury, carrying a maximum sentence of 11 years and 4 months, according to the district attorney's office. He is presumed innocent on every count, and his case has no connection whatsoever to Friday's attack. But when a corridor produces a mass stabbing during the biggest event month in the city's history, who's actually minding the block is a fair civic question. Today's answer is a councilman spending his final year in office splitting time between City Hall and a criminal courtroom of his own. On the day Los Angeles hosted a World Cup quarterfinal, at least 5 people were slashed on a metro pedestrian bridge half a mile from the city's 2028 Olympic Stadium. And 2 days later, the public knows almost nothing. 2 unnamed people in custody, no charges. 1 phrase of motive. The homicide record lows Mayor Bass touts are real. So is 40 aggravated assaults a day, a police force at its smallest in roughly 30 years, and a council district whose own elected representative, presumed innocent, will spend the run-up to the Olympics on trial for 12 felonies. This is a young, still moving story, and the numbers here will keep changing. Check back for updates as names, charges, and the record firm up. Every figure, every quote, and every outlet cited in this episode is sourced and linked in the full story. Explore every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if accountability journalism like this is useful to you, subscribe to the show. New episodes wherever you get your podcasts.